want to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Welcome to Logos Rhema Hour with God's servant, Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. And now, to today's message.
Let's take our confession from Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen. God bless you.
Have you read that people die on their delivery beds, like Rachel? As Benoni or Benjamin was coming out, and her life was going, and her life was ebbing out of her. And she said, "Am I? I'll call her Benoni." And the Bible says, Israel said, "No, well, let's call him Benjamin." She died in childbirth. You have any guarantees that when you go to the delivery suite, you come back alive with your baby, and well, the baby will survive? Have you thought about God and the role He can play in your life? Either you are in or you are out. Those of us who, hallelujah, the battle, but he sought the God of his father and walked in his commandments and not according to the acts of Israel. Verse 5. Therefore, because he was honoring God, because he was seeking God, therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. And look how they blessed. And all Judah gave presents to Jehoshaphat. Honored him because he was honored God. He sought first the kingdom of God and its advancement, its establishment. And God said, "I'll bless you. I will bless you." That is why God spared his life when he joined heart with Ahab and went into that war. Because the Bible says that the chief archers, the commanders of the opposing army, they thought he was the king of Israel. So they started giving chase to kill him. And the Bible says that he cried to the Lord. And the Bible says that God had mercy on him. I mean, if you look at that Bible, it was just foolish. He said, Ahab told him that, "Look, in order to deceive, I'm going to dress as if I'm not the king. You know, I'll go into ordinary dress so that they won't identify me as the king." So Ahab's death, it was just by God, because God had decreed that he would die in battle. In this particular battle, God said, "You will die in it. Because of all the sins that you have turned against, I'll kill you." Hallelujah. So he said the archers were just throwing routinely their arrows. And then somebody just shot him. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jehoshaphat, have you seen the reforms, the religious reforms that he did? Hallelujah. Doing away with the idols. Walking in the commandments of God. Fearing God. Hallelujah. And he had riches and honor in abundance. Just telling us, it is rewarding to serve God. It is rewarding to serve God. Oh, I thought I'd hear an amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at verse 6, the last one there. And his heart, oh Jesus, look at that. And his heart did what? Took delight in the ways of the Lord. And moreover, he removed the high places and wooden images from Judah. Amen. Now that we have this backdrop of the man Jehoshaphat and his relationship with the Lord, can we go back to chapter 20? And now can we read through
Maybe I promise that this time I'll read faster and not preach. Hallelujah. Because I want us to see the power. Hallelujah. So it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. 2. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar. Verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared. It is not unusual to fear about some of life's circumstances. Life can be challenging, can be terrifying. But who is your God? Who is your God? You understand when we say somebody is your God? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God and abides under the shadow of the Almighty God shall say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress, impregnable fortress. My God, in whom I trust, my provider, my shepherd, my supplier. When we talk about you having a God, my strong tower in whom I hide when the storms are coming. Do you have a hiding place? So yes, the circumstances were fearful, but the Bible says he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all. He knew he was on good grounds. Because of what we have read in chapter 17, the fact that he was committed to the Lord, in modern terms, we say he was born again. And not just born again, he was serving at the altars of God. He loved the Lord. He brought his time. He brought his talents, he brought his treasures, all on the altar of sacrifice. And as we look at it, he believed in the power of a fast. He knew that fasting is a spiritual tool and a weapon. Oh, he heard that there's IPIP part 2. And he said, I am preparing for it. Already people are signing up for part 2. They know what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Already we have heard the testimonies that are coming from part 1. So if Joseph, so you think that fasting is it? Pastor Obing said, look at that. Jehoshaphat, he knew about it. The secret of a fast. Waiting on the Lord. So he proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. 4. So Judah, I like this one. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. Like we do the IPIP. Look at people were coming. People signed up from all over the world. Because they know what waiting on the Lord and fasting and praying can bring. They know that fasting is a legitimate tool in the hands of a believer. Because God will respect the fast. Hallelujah. And least of all, like we always say, the fasting will add a cutting edge to our cries, to our intercessions, to our prayers, and rip through the heavens. God, here I am. Help. Send forth help. We know IPIP. If I perish, I perish. Esther says that, can we set a fast? Can you mobilize the people? In the case of Jehoshaphat, he had all Judah at his call, beckon as the king. In that wink, as a leader, you have access there. In the family level, at the family level, you can gather your children, you can gather your spouse, you can mobilize the people or friends that you have. Can you join me with a half day fast, even if you can't do a full day for me? The enemy is threatening and I'm afraid. I had this dream. Rebo shaken the enemy kaya. I can't even tell you about the dream. It was so frightening. A situation that, can you stand with me for a moment of spiritual warfare? And you know that fasting is a legitimate spiritual tool. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new call. Remember we said we'll learn and pick some of the pieces. Listen to Jehoshaphat. Now let's accelerate. 6.
and said, listen to him, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Now pause there. Are you not God in heaven? There's somebody who has insight to the word of God. Oh my God. He knows that the affairs that we see here on earth, they are orchestrated. Amen. They are wired, the things that are happening in our lives, in our communities, they are wired to the heavens, where the gods are in full control. Go to every community, they will tell you that this land belongs to this, if you like, let me call them thing gods. Yeah, because that is what they are, thing gods. But Jerusalem, the people have come, Mashal, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the people of Mount Seir, and they have come to eject Israel from the land. That's why sometimes they will tell you that the wealth, it belongs to the gods. Have you seen a very, very, very rich man who doesn't consult before? The gods will come and take the money. They are even afraid. If you don't go, people will come and they'll pull you and say, if you want security for your money, let's go here, let's go there, let's go there. Amen. Since ages. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are finite. Something will happen in there. So out of fear, you go. You go and do some incantations. You go and pay something to pacify the gods. So they will keep you alive. So you enjoy the booty and the wealth. That's our wealth that we have created. It's all documented in the Bible. You need wisdom. You need understanding. Now you read, you have a careful reading of the Bible, you know. God lays absolute claims to the entire universe. In the beginning, Moses said, God, Yahweh, he created the heavens and the earth. And he makes it, like I always say, unabashedly. Silver is mine, the gold is mine. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. All the men and the people there, they are mine. This is the God that you and I have put our trust in. So Jehoshaphat is aware about the manipulative effect of the gods. And most of, if you read in the Bible, those days, when they are going to war, they carry their gods. You want to go to battle and you leave your gods behind? No, they carry their gods. But Jehoshaphat said, no, the God of Israel, it all belongs to him. Hallelujah. It all belongs to him. So he says, are you not God in heaven, the controlling center of the cosmic war that is ongoing over our heads, over our communities, over our families? Are you the one in total control? Hold on. And he says, and do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the earth? You know your word? You know your word? You have confidence in this God. You see, the thing is that when you know your word, and like Jehoshaphat is doing, and as he's, remember, words are what? Spirits, isn't it? Words are spirit. There are spirits behind. If every day, if we come to your home and every day all your bedtime stories is all about fear, 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 fear. When you are going to sleep, who teach a trick? Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us were raised up in homes. We all teach a tree. Hey! When I was I'm an adult, if you send me into the room to go and bring something at night, because all the stories you are hearing is chichiri, chichiri, chichiri. Hallelujah. You will get injected and infected with the spirit of fear. Now, as he is saying this, and he's, praising God and eulogizing the greatness, the power of God, what do you think he's doing? He's encouraging himself, he's injecting himself with faith. Listen to your conversation, and you know whether you are a man that can win on your knees or you fail. Whether your prayers will be working. But if you are not reading your word, you can't conjure. It's not positive thinking. Amen. Faith is not positive thinking. Faith is the Spirit of the living God injecting His word into our lives and into our hearts and taking care of the spirit of fear. It's time now you are here, you are wondering when if I finish school and things will not. No. Or you have started a business, you are thinking, my business won't work. Where is your faith? What are you reading? Hallelujah. He says, and do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hands, is there no power and might? Sorry, excuse me. Hallelujah. And in your hand, is there not power and might? So that no one is able to withstand. Look at just what he is saying to himself. And then he's in prayer. But listen to him. He knows the word. He knows his God. He knows that all power, all authority belongs to God. As if he had read Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. Oh my God, can you just project it for me? I like that scripture. Hallelujah. Maro shekende nini mikala lahabaya. Rema sande nini mika. Lemo sekende nini mika. He said, for by him and all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Your gods in your village, hey, they are waiting for you to finish school to kill you. You tell them that you finish, when you finish, you come and show them your degree. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is it that? There's a only friend is Obetu Bua Boa. Now, just in the night here, Bisuana Megua. Tell them. No, Hallelujah. They say, if he had you be in real school, I know when you're Jumo. They say, no, minus me. Why? Hey, the God of the universe, the God of the is on your side. Then you are beginning. You see, these things boost your confidence in the place of prayer. Visible and can we go back? Hallelujah. And this time I promise to read through. Hallelujah. Because I hope that we'll do the teaching. I want us to just see the whole power of the praise thing. Yes, verse 6. So, oh God, are you not our God? Who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever. 8. And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name. Say, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence. For your name is in this temple. What I wanted to, let me pass that. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus. You see, God establishes these things and he honors his word. He said, my name will be in that temple. When we gather here, those of us who like missing prayer meetings, look, there's nothing that you can compare to the temple of God. It's a theater for miraculous happening. People are taking their testimony. You think that is by... Hallelujah. Amen. I remember when we dedicated this place to the Lord. Hallelujah. We dedicated that day if you were here. Hallelujah. And the place was being sanctified by the bishop and the oil. Yeah. And every time you are doing the IP and you are doing them, calling on their name. When you come here, you know there's a presence here. You know there's a presence here. Already people have started coming to testify about the Hannah moments and the prayers they prayed that God heard. God heard. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. And in your presence, your name is in this temple. And cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. 10.
And now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. 11. Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession. I told you the land belonged to the gods, which you have given us to inherit. Ghana, which we say, isn't it? That's why Independence Day, you find that the chiefs and things will also come and then they will pour like this. They said it's for, and they mentioned their names, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 12. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. 13. Now all Judah with their little ones. So when we do IPIP and we involve the little ones, you understand. In Israel of old, on the Day of Atonement, everybody, you're going to say it's a radio song. Hallelujah. We saw that in the book of Jonah. When Jonah went to Nineveh and he proclaimed 40 days time, the man that got swallowed and was spat upon the beach by a fish, and he came and he said, 40 days time, God says, everybody will perish here. And they said, hey, the king heard it and said, come on. He made a decree. They said even the animals were not fed that day. Hallelujah. Amen. And God heard it. Hallelujah. So all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. If the people had been overthrown, the children that you would have fed, they would have taken them. So they said, little girl, child, boy, girl, today we are fasting. Hallelujah. 14. Oh, Jesus. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mataniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. 15. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you. God is a prayer answering God. If we meet the times, he will answer us. It doesn't matter the situation that you are going through with God. All things are possible. Amen. But you must have a right standing in the sight of God for the power to be activated. He said, do not be afraid, nor dismayed because of this great multitude. You can underline, isn't it? For the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. 16. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the accent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. 17. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. Who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem? Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. I said we will expand it quickly. Next verse. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. 19. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel. Now, with what? With what? With what? Voices what? Loud and high. So when we lift up the shouts, you can connect with the spiritual connotation. It is scriptural. Hallelujah. Oh, I said a hallelujah. Oh, my God. But you won't be able to shout if you don't have the presence of God with you. I hope you understand it. Those of you, when we are shouting, then sometimes you are wondering, won't they stop shouting? And what is it? And they are worrying us. And then, if I don't shout, they will say I'm not spiritual. So let me shout some. No, that's not. We don't want you to shout some. Hallelujah. Align yourself with the word of God. And the shout, it will be spontaneous. Oh my God. Can I have a witness here in this house? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the Jehoshaphat and they are teaching us some of these spiritual truths. They stood up to praise the Lord of God with voices loud and high. 20. So they arose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, now, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Highlight it. Those verses, we'll come back into them. As I said, when we are, not today, I will come back to them. Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. 21. And when he had consulted with the people, now this way is intriguing, he appointed, where did he get? You can now see that after this was all happening after the fast. Amen. Now he's receiving messages from God. God, if you like, the Holy Spirit is just downloading the strategies that are needed to bring victory into his heart. And then something that had never happened before, he received the intimations from the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible says that he consulted, isn't it, with the people. He appointed those who should sing to the Lord. You are going to battle. Instead of mobilizing your troops for warfare exercises, you are mobilizing a choir. Where from that? And who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and they were saying, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. 22. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Next verse. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies falling on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil, because there was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Beraka until this day. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering of praise.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Mickling Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Balbin via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.